You're listening to Business English Pod, the Business English podcast for professionals on the move.
Welcome back to Business English Pod. My name's Jennifer, and I'll be your host for this lesson on discussing problems over the phone. For example, today, we'll focus on chasing up an outstanding invoice or a bill that hasn't been paid on time. In business, it's not unusual to have a customer who's late with a payment. Sometimes an invoice just hasn't been received. Other times, the customer might not have the funds to cover the bill. Eventually, you need to call, discuss the problem, and try and work out a solution. In today's lesson, we'll practice phrases for introducing the problem, clearly stating the details in a polite but firm manner, making an offer, and proposing a solution. The dialogue features Marcy, who works for Computer Solutions. Marcy's company provided software and training for Jack Fountain's department at ATI Communications. Months have passed since Marcy submitted her first invoice, but no payment has been made. She's calling to find out why. First, she speaks with Donna in the accounts payable department. As you listen, try to answer the following questions. 1. Where does Jack think Marcy's invoice might be? 2. What are the payment terms that Jack agreed to? 3. What solution does Jack suggest?
Accounts payable, Donna speaking.
Hi, Donna. This is Marcy calling from Computer Solutions. I'd just like to follow up on an invoice.
Certainly. How can I help you?
Well, back in October, our company installed new software and provided training for Jack Fountain's department. We sent out our invoice number 224 on October 30th, but we haven't received payment. I sent a second request on December 15th, but that's still outstanding. The PO number is 53697. Could you please tell me what your records show?
I'm sorry, but I'm not seeing anything. Let me transfer you to Jack.
Hi, Marcy. What's this about unpaid invoices?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just wondering what the deal is. Maybe they got lost in the shuffle somehow?
Well, to be honest, Marcy, my desk is a mountain of paperwork right now. I'm sure I've got your invoices buried here somewhere.
That happens to all of us. But really, Jack, you know our terms are net 30 days with interest applied to overdue payments. We discussed that when we signed the contract, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm willing to work with you. If you need a payment plan or something...
No, it's not that. You're right, Marcy. I'm sorry for the delay. Tell you what, email me another invoice and I'll make sure it's expedited. We'll get a check out to you by Friday.
Okay, Jack. So I'll have a check by early next week then?
Yes. If it's not there by Tuesday, call me.
Will do. Thanks for your help.
So what language and expressions does Marcy use to resolve a problem? Let's take a look.
Accounts payable, Donna speaking.
Hi, Donna. This is Marcy calling from Computer Solutions. I'd just like to follow up on an invoice.
Marcy starts by giving the general background to the problem she wants to discuss. Doing this places the problem in a context. Marcy doesn't know whether the person answering the phone will be familiar with her company or the invoice. She doesn't even know if the person who answers is the person who can help her. So instead of confusing the person with too many details at the beginning, she uses one sentence to state what her call is about. In the following examples, pay attention to how the problem is introduced simply and clearly.
I have a question about returning merchandise.
I've been reviewing all the documents, and I think there might be a mistake in the contract.
I need to make a change to the order we placed yesterday.
Our copier just started malfunctioning. It's flashing error code 622.
In this case, Donna in accounts payable lets her know she's called the right department. Marcy can then follow on with more details.
Well, back in October, our company installed new software and provided training for Jack Fountain's department. We sent out our invoice number 224 on October 30th, but we haven't received payment. I sent a second request on December 15th, but that's still outstanding. The PO number is 53697. Could you please tell me what your records show?
Notice that Marcy has all the relevant information to hand. This makes Donna's job easier. She can just look up the records and give Marcy a quick answer. Giving detailed information on the phone can be tricky, so let's practice some more examples.
We took delivery of this desk less than 6 months ago, and now we've discovered a crack in the wood.
On page 4, it says the first phase of the work would be completed by June 30th, but over the phone, we'd agreed to July 31st.
On the order for Friday, March 9th, the only items listed are soft drinks and bottled water. But now we need to add 2 cases of ground coffee also.
When we try to make copies, the machine squeals and we get error code 622. That code isn't explained in the manual.
When Donna replies that she's not seeing anything, she means that there are no records of Marcy's invoice or the second request. So, she transfers Marcy to Jack Fountain because he was her contact person for the work involved. Because Marcy and Jack know each other, they use more informal language. Jack asks, "What's this about unpaid invoices?" And Marcy knows that this refers to the background information that Donna likely told Jack before she transferred Marcy's call. Let's look at Marcy's first response to Jack.
"Yeah, I don't know. I'm just wondering what the deal is. Maybe they got lost in the shuffle somehow?"
When Marcy refers to the deal, she's not talking about a business deal. Sometimes the phrase, "What's the deal?" means, "What's going on?" or, "What's happening with this?" Notice, too, that Marcy uses a soft, polite approach at this point. She suggests that maybe the invoice and second request got lost in the shuffle, that they may have been mixed up with other papers, or stuck to a folder that has since been filed away. This is a more polite way of questioning, as opposed to, "Why hasn't your company paid our bill?" Jack responds with,
"Well, to be honest, Marcy, my desk is a mountain of paperwork right now. I'm sure I've got your invoices buried here somewhere."
We can imagine that Marcy's invoice is buried under piles of paper on Jack's desk. This is probably why Donna, in accounts payable, did not see anything in her records regarding the bill. What does Marcy say next?
"That happens to all of us. But really, Jack, you know our terms are net 30 days with interest applied to overdue payments. We discussed that when we signed the contract, right?"
Marcy begins her response on a light note, but she hasn't forgotten the reason she's calling. She lets Jack know, politely but firmly, that payment terms were explained and agreed to when the two parties signed their contract. What are some other ways to be polite but firm?
"I understand your situation, but we can't move forward without these numbers."
"We'd like to accommodate you, but we can't do that on such short notice."
"Everyone makes mistakes, I know, but we need to come up with another plan quickly."
"I know you're trying to find a solution, but the procedure you recommended didn't work for us."
Marcy does understand, however, that sometimes bills cannot be paid on time. She values Jack's business and wants to keep a positive professional relationship. So she offers a payment plan, which would allow Jack's company to pay the money owed in installments, or a series of smaller payments.
Now, I'm willing to work with you. If you need a payment plan or something...
One of the essential steps in solving a problem is to provide the other person with an alternative. So, let's cover a few more ways to make an offer.
How about if we fax the documents in the morning?
Perhaps we could ask a few employees to work this weekend.
I can review that report on the plane. Would that work?
We could ask Tony to switch shifts with Nora.
Next, Jack tells Marcy that a payment plan won't be necessary and apologizes for the late payment.
No, it's not that. You're right, Marcy. I'm sorry for the delay. Tell you what, email me another invoice and I'll make sure it's expedited. We'll get a check out to you by Friday.
Tell you what is an idiom that sets up a plan or solution. It's usually followed by what the speaker intends to do. In this case, Jack will expedite, or speed up, the payment process if Marcy emails him another invoice. He'll make the payment his priority and make sure it's sent out promptly. Let's review a few alternative ways to propose a solution.
I'll have the trustees sign off on it and overnight it to you.
We'll fax you the signature page and send the original by snail mail.
We won't charge you for the unsatisfactory hotel rooms.
I'll arrange transportation with a different carrier.
How does Marcy respond?
Okay, Jack. So I'll have a check by early next week, then?
Yes. If it's not there by Tuesday, call me.
Will do. Thanks for your help.
Marcy accepts Jack's plan, but confirms when she should expect the payment. Jack gives her a more definite time frame, and Marcy closes the call by thanking him. Now let's practice some of the language and vocabulary we've covered today. We'll start by practicing language used to introduce the problem you'd like to discuss. First, you'll hear a question, followed by a prompt. Use the prompt to come up with a response to the question. For example, if you hear,
"Good morning, ATI. How can I help you?"
Prompt: liability insurance.
You could say,
"Hello, I have a question about liability insurance."
After each response, we'll play an example answer. Keep in mind there can be more than one answer for each question. Are you ready? Let's give it a try.
How can I assist you today?
Prompt: overdue payment.
Example answer: I'd like to follow up on an overdue payment.
Tech support, Adam speaking.
Prompt: bug in the new software release.
Example answer: Hello, Adam. I need to report a bug in the new software release.
Sandy here. What can I do for you?
Prompt: meeting schedule.
Example answer: Hi, Sandy. Do you have a moment to discuss the meeting schedule?
Computer solutions. How can I help you?
Prompt: computer crash. Send someone to fix.
Example answer: One of our office computers keeps crashing, and I'd like to see if you can send someone to fix it.
Now let's practice some of the idioms and vocabulary we've covered in today's lesson. You'll hear a series of sentences. One word of each sentence will be replaced with a beep. Repeat the whole sentence, including the missing word. For example, if you hear,
"This is our second for this payment,"
you can say,
"This is our second request for this payment."
Ready to begin? Let's give it a go.
This invoice has been for 3 months. Answer. This invoice has been outstanding for 3 months.
We can with you to come up with a payment plan. Answer. We can work with you to come up with a payment plan.
I know you need this payment in a hurry, so I'll it. Answer. I know you need this payment in a hurry, so I'll expedite it.
Our terms are 30 days. Answer. Our terms are net 30 days.
I don't understand why they're always late. What's the answer? I don't understand why they're always late. What's the deal?
We've reached the end of this lesson on dealing with problems on the phone. We've studied language and expressions for giving the initial background of a problem, giving more detail about a problem, being polite but firm, making an offer, and proposing a solution. Don't forget to check out the study notes for this and other episodes at www.businessenglishpod.com. You can also take a look at our new Learning Center, which contains all the study notes and online activities for all our podcasts. Just head over to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up for a free trial. Thanks for listening and see you again soon.
Want to get more out of Business English Pod? Then go to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up as a premium member. Premium members can access detailed study notes and the new phrase cast to practice all the useful language we featured today.